Hello.
Hi, is this Mr. Gates?
Yes, it is.
Hi, this is Allison calling from the Home Care Agency Family First Care. I just wanted to check in. I still have you on my list as going through the application for home care. How's everything going?
I'm waiting on them. They said they never had got documentation, and I did it 3 times, took a tour. So now I have to go through this appeal and show them that whatever information, these two forms of documentation they needed, which I took 3 times.
Yeah.
Down to Chester, and so I'm waiting to hear from them still.
Now, what did they request from you? Because I know they usually do the bank statements, like the 5-year look back. Did they give you a paper, like a receipt maybe, when you dropped it off, like the item?
No, they didn't. The security guard told me 3 times in a row, which I demanded, to put it in a box outside. They take it every hour. I said, no, I need a receipt. So we went back and forth with that and didn't want to make a scene.
Okay.
And then the documentation that they wanted was a bank statement. I told them in 2019, I've been 6 months. I don't have a bank statement. I'm on Social Security disability.
Yeah.
And I have a card, and that's where it goes. And I wrote all that and took it to them, you know. So,
okay. Now, do you get it deposited straight onto, like, your access card, or do you have your own separate bank, like a TD, PNC?
No, the card comes straight to the card. Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And you handed that in, right, the bank statement from that?
Ma'am.
Okay. I'm gonna fight this for you. I'm just trying to get details on this so I can be on your side and help you with this.
Appreciate it.
Of course. I reached out to them. They gave me a little bit of difficulty. Delaware is not my favorite county to work with in regards to long-term care apps.
And that's what I've been doing.
Yep. Yeah. I'll see if I can grab you a contact that way. I have, it's the kind of like supervisor of all the caseworkers. She is able to kind of resolve issues. If you want, I can give her, or I can give you her number. You can call in, say, hi, I have an application here. I just wanted to see if I can call and get my caseworker information. That way you can work one-on-one with whoever is in charge of your application at the county and say, what is it that you don't have? And what can I do to finalize this? Like, who is assigned to me?
Right. So I received a letter last week with that, matter of fact.
And okay.
I called to a Mr. Gordon. And maybe
okay.
went back and forth on the issues, because he said, Fatima is my wife, but we've been separated for years. I don't even know where she's at. Right?
Got it. And I said, oh, my God. They're doing that to you?
Yeah, they're doing that. And I said, we're not together, and that's where I'm at. I said, I'm by myself. I'm going to have a heart procedure in July.
Okay.
Here. And I said, I need some assistance here. I said, some help. I said, if not be, I wouldn't be bothering you. Well, we need to know where she at. We need to know her bank statement. I said, you're not listening to me. Try to be respectful, polite, whatever.
Yeah.
And he still was going back. I said, I can't win this.
They think with logic, okay? That's where their head is at. And they're saying, since you can't provide a divorce decree, that you're technically still legally married and that you guys are combined. Did you or did he say anything about a hardship letter?
No, never heard nothing about it.
Okay.
First time I'm hearing it from you.
Some patients, I don't know how gracious Delaware will be with us, but a lot of times when I have patients in Philadelphia, this isn't the first time I've had a patient with an estranged spouse of like 10 plus years and they don't know where they are. They write what's called a hardship letter. You can write it either online, print it out and sign it, like a Word document, print it out, sign it, or you can write it on a piece of paper. You can either take a picture, send it to me on the number that I called you on, and I can send that straight into the county. Or you can bring it back down to them. But what you write in there is that you, all the details, you're requesting information that I do not have. I don't know where she has been since X date. Here's her number. Here's the last address I have for her. I don't know. And then they can either, a lot of times they waive it, or we could see if they'll give us an issue with that. But as long as you write the hardship letter and have it on file, I don't see why not.
Okay. I'll do that. Whatever information you send to me, I'll send to you.
Okay.
I'd rather do that because, once again, They'll say they haven't received anything.
Okay.
And that'd be another 3 more months, you know?
Exactly. And then that way, what I do with patients is if they do send me any of their personal information, I have a hard drive on here that I save it to the file. And if the state doesn't says that they don't get it, I send it as many times as you need me to. I will always have it on file, protected, and then send it to the state as many times as you need me to protect it, okay?
Okay.
All right.
So you have my email?
Let me see. I do not. What is the best email for you?
It's GatesRay61 at gmail.com.
You got it. And then again, my name is Allison. So I will, of course, send you all that information. I'll send you the, and then just hang on with me for a second because I want to see who's assigned to Delaware County and verbally tell you before I text you.
Okay, Allison, should I move? Should I
yeah.
Move to Philadelphia? Because this is ridiculous.
It's terrible everywhere. It's terrible everywhere. It's not my favorite. Like, what I do now, I kind of adapted because I was so fed up with the way that the county treated all the patients. So I try to be an advocate all the way from Berks to Schuylkill. So it doesn't matter where you live. They're all terrible.
Okay.
All welfare is terrible.
thank you.
Of course. So let me see who Delaware is. All right. Okay. So Ms. Karen Cook, I'll send you her information. Again, she's like a liaison. She works as like solving issues basically on your application and your case file. So if you have any questions, you can contact her. And then she can always point you in the direction of your caseworker. But I'll send this all over and then see if she'll be able to accept the hardship letter, and I'll have you start on that, okay?
Okay, I appreciate it. Thanks for the
Of course. I know that was a lot of information. Do you have any questions?
No, everything
is okay. Mm-hmm. All right. If you need me, call me, text me, but I will work on this, and I will give you a call most likely by Wednesday just to let you know where I'm at and solidify this.
Okay, thank you. Appreciate
of course.
Your time and your effort. I really do.
Of course.
Thank you.
It's my pleasure. Take care.
Some people do care. All right, thank you. Have a good day.
Absolutely. Bye-bye.